Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk about pets, baby. Let's talk about ticks and fleas. All the fun things that we see. Smart tips and tricks guaranteed.
Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About Pets. Legend has it, I only appear when the vibes are fabulous. Turns out it's true. I'm your host, Nessie. And today I have with me a special guest, actually a very dear friend of mine. She's been a groomer for 6 years now and is new to competition grooming. She's been nominated for the Woman Empowerment Awards of 2025, runs her own business, has been an Andes educator, and has won awards such as Best of the Bay for 2023 and 2024. She's been in the UK grooming magazine Total Grooming and has a beloved Bichon named Ashley. Let's welcome my special friend, Gloria the Groomer.
Hey!
If you'd have asked me when I met you years ago about all the things you were going to accomplish since we've met, I would have been like, she could do it, but like, that's crazy, you know? I never saw any of that coming. It's wild.
It happened so fast. So proud of you.
I remember when you was just a little baby grouper.
Ain't getting on your nerves?
No, never. Never that. So today's episode, we're actually going to be discussing some key information, tips, personal insights for pet owners. Maybe even might help some aspiring groomers out there. My eyes is watering. You got me all emotionally. Okay, you know me, I'm a big old baby. I actually wanted to start with a fun grooming industry fact. Do you want to hear one of those? According to Dogster.com, in 2025, 84% of pet owners groom their dogs at least once a year, and there are more than 300,000 pet groomers in the United States. And 86% of them are female.
Wow.
How do you feel about those numbers?
That's crazy.
Would that be what you think? You're out there in the grooming circuit a lot more than I am.
Yeah, I think it's about accurate. Yeah.
As far as the 84% at least going once a year, I'm not part of that 84% because my dogs haven't had a bath in a year. It is what it is.
They said, well, probably tomorrow.
Oh, man. So, actually, do you want to tell us a little bit about your background, how you became interested in grooming?
All right. So, somebody bought me a poodle, and I had to really learn how to groom this poodle. So, I went to Blue Angel Pet Salon, and I met you, and I knew I wanted to groom. I knew I had it. I just needed somebody to teach me. I had the patience, and that was you. And I just never looked back.
You carved out an amazing path from where you started. You just took off. Well, I left grooming to go to vet medicine. It was the trio of us, me, you, and my little sister. She still grooms, but she has cut back the amount of clientele significantly and does like home calls and stuff. So she's not even in it like we used to be. But you were in the trenches, girl.
We just people out calling, being rude. We just want some nice people. But that's just where we was at. So, I mean, we had to go with the punches.
So your reason for learning how to groom was because you had a poodle?
Yes, a poodle. And I knew how I want my dog to look. But when I was trying to explain it to other people, they was looking at me like, huh? What? So I just knew I had my own little style. Like, even with Ashley, she kind of looked like a Bichon, but she have her own little swag on her. It's just, I don't know. I just wanted my dogs to be different.
I would expect nothing less from you. Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think is the most rewarding part of being a dog groomer?
The best part, rewarding part is I like to see a dog with a, like, I like doing dogs that's matted. I know it's crazy because a lot of groomers going to be like, what you saying? But I like to look at dogs when they come in, they be looking all jacked up. I like a big transformation. I like to be like, wow. And you know what I'm saying? It made me feel good about how the dog feel. You know, dogs be in pain when they don't get groomed. You know what I'm saying? So to make a dog feel good, make me feel good. So
that's a great reason. Yeah, I wish I still had feelings about grooming that way, but I don't. I'll have a patient and I could be holding it for its exam and I can feel like the mass on and I'm like, I'm a frog.
The mass be bad. Like, I have some clients that call me and be like, hey, Gloria, I can't afford it. Can you do my dog? And I'll be like, okay, let me get back to you and let me look and see how long it's been. Because sometimes it ain't even about the money. It's more of the relationship that I build with my clients, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's nice. I'm like, ooh, I felt the mat in your baby's coat. You ought to get with your groomer.
I'm going to come up there and put a big old sign up there and say, hey, she groomed.
Oh, she does not. I'd be like, you should probably take a brush to your dog soon, because
sometimes if it's already matted, it's too late. Take a
well,
too late.
That ain't a conversation I have to have with them. What do you think are some common misconceptions people have about grooming?
They think we robots, and I don't like that, because people drop their dog off and they think we should have it ready in an hour. And that's not right, because if you got a big dog, it takes about 30 minutes for a good bath. And then if you got a blow dry, especially if it's a poodle, it's going to take you about a good hour and 10 to blow dry. So we are already at almost 2.5. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people, they just be rude and they don't respect our time, but they be wanting their dog to look fabulous and they want us to do it in an hour. And I don't think that's right.
You can get it cheap and fast, but it won't be good.
You get it, Russ?
You're going to have to weigh your options there. I think that's a thing is they may go that whole 6 week between grooms and not put a brush to that dog once, and then they come into you and they expect you to get a brush out in an hour. You know, I think it don't work.
No, it's not magic. I only got 2 arms, not 8.
Well, I don't understand why you can't be a robot, though.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Are you ready for our first review?
Yes.
So I usually like to go with a theme. So do you have a theme that you want for our episode today? We could do your favorite music artist.
Hey, Ratchet.
That's okay. As long as we don't have no curse words in their name, we could use it. So who's our first review going to be from?
Gorilla.
So Gorilla sent us in a review, and it is for a grooming product for cats. It's a cat muzzle for grooming with 4 silicone boots, 8 transparent, face guard, cat claw covers, and it's supposed to prevent scratching and biting. So I'm just going to show it to you. He's got like a scuba mask on.
I see it.
All right. So she reviewed this product, which means somebody actually bought this. You ready?
Yeah.
My cat escaped. I've been clawed. I've been bitten. He hates it. I hate it. Never again. I need to go buy Band-Aids now. The booties didn't work, girl.
What they was trying to do? Try to bathe them?
They didn't specify what she was trying to do with the cat, but I'm assuming probably a bath.
Yeah, they can't even be selling them like that to get a cat no bath. They better get on YouTube and see that ain't a good thing to do.
If she'd ever seen a YouTube video about a cat bath, she would have known what do one. Booties ain't gonna do nothing.
And what is this? What is that? What is that little box thing?
I don't know. Is that so it doesn't drown while you're bathing it, or is it so it can't bite you? I don't know.
Fair.
Yeah.
It was the claws that got her.
You just kick off that little boot and then you know what I mean? You have a whole dagger coming for you. That was not it. I guess that's probably why you don't groom cats.
Yeah. Me and cats, we have a love and hate relationship. I won't even do cat toenails. If I do a cat toenail, you got to hold your own cat. Because if he fall, if he move a certain way, I got to let go. I'm scared.
So I don't do cat.
Yeah, that's completely fair. So how should a pet owner prepare their pet before coming in for a grooming session?
All right. You should get a comb, a brush, and some dematted spray. And you get to brush and do line brush. Then brush. Impression. So for real, you should prepare doing line brushing for real. Sometimes it's hard to do. Just brush your dog, try to get all the leaves out. Yeah, basically just brush and comb your dog.
Yeah, don't wait in between visits too long of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes people wait. Like I had a lady, she had been got her dog done in a whole, like almost 2 years. And they was double-coated dogs. It was a matted mess, but we got through it. I kind of sat down and talked to her and let her know, hey, that's not right. It's not fair to the dog. You get your hair done. So I kind of like, I'm on the dog side. Like, I'm with the dogs. I don't really care how. I might come out sound like I'm a little rude, but I'm here for the dogs. They can't speak, so I got to be the voice.
That's true. And you have a strong voice, so they hear you. So what kind of factors help you determine the best grooming style or cut for a pet?
Well, basically, before I actually book an appointment with my dog, I have to like do a consultation with you, get to know your dog and find out if your dog have any skin tags, any warts or anything like that. Do your dog have any allergies? Because some people don't even know that their dog have allergies and they need special shampoo, and they just keep coming back and say, hey, I think my dog got fleas. Well, baby, your dog ain't got fleas. Your dog have allergies. And it's depressing because you're using the wrong shampoo on the dog. So I kind of like do a one-on-one with them. And then I say, hey, I don't think your dog need to be long hair. I think your dog need to go down some because it's best for the dog coat. I think it's just best for the dog. Most of my clients, they come in, they say, hey, just do whatever best for the dog. Or I know you're going to do what's best. I don't have hard clients. I try to boot those out.
Yeah. Get that. The luxury of that now, that we couldn't have done that back few years ago, but now, no.
Yeah, it's my world over here.
We're just taking part in it. What are some things that you wish pet owners knew, particularly about their pet's coat or skin?
Stop putting cocoa oil in the dog's skin. It's over. They dried it out. It's too greasy, and then
it ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, they just really need to leave it up to the vets and the groomers. They really just, one thing, they job is to brush and comb. That's the only thing I need y'all to do. Don't take no scissors to it. Don't do nothing. Just comb, brush, and spray. Don't even bathe your dog, because sometimes when pet parents bathe their dog, they leave the shampoo on and then it's a problem. Then the dog be fighting in the tub, and then they come back and then they fighting us, and we trying to say, hey, what happened to little Fluff Fluff? Why he bad now? Because you try to give him a bath.
He said it wrong.
Yeah, so that's my thing. Like, just leave them alone. Just brush.
Comb. Stop trying to work magic at home.
I don't know what magic wand I be having, but I be having one.
It just come out of nowhere.
I think some of the crazy remedies that I've seen that people try for skin have been wild. And yeah, cocoa butter does not do anything for a pet skin.
I had one lady, she used sunflower oil.
Oh, okay. Let me give you another review. Are you ready?
Yeah,
this is for that same grooming step with the paw covers. Who's our next review from?
Lil Baby.
It's a 1-star called, in all capital letters, do not buy. Don't do it. I wish I would have taken pictures of how much this didn't work. The foot things do not work at all, and I was ripped to shreds.
Why do you keep buying them?
They'll
learn the hard. They just need to leave it up to the vet. Just go to the vet.
Her words were, I wish I took pictures of how much it didn't work. Could you imagine what that photo shoot would have been like? It just...
Who's fighting the cat and trying to video? You must got a tripod over here set up. You got to.
Yeah.
How you going to record everything?
And all?
You can't.
Who's going to watch that? Is he going to be like, hold on, kitty, let me get my phone out. Cat's getting you. Do it for the gram, baby.
Girl, she's gonna need to call 911. Look at these hugs.
What's happening over there? Do you need help? Do you need some milk?
No, thank you.
Well, CSAS, do you have any tricks that you use to manage a nervous or difficult to handle pet for the grooming process?
Yeah, I do. So what I do is, in my shop, it's kind of like, it feels like homey. It's an old home. So I got furniture in there, so it smells like a home. It kind of feels like a home. I feel the vibe of the dogs. A lot of my clients say I'm the dog whisperer. I kind of like feel their energy. If they a little nervous, I get on to their eye level and come down and try to, you know, I have a big mouth, but I have to bring it down a little. I'd be a little excited. I have to bring it down a little to get on their level. If I'm at 100, I just take it down to about 35.
That's great advice, because the dogs feed off of your energy.
Yeah. I don't really take in really bad dogs. I just take in nervous and scared dogs. Aggressive dogs, we just had to have a divorce. We just can't do it no more. I can't fight with them.
Don't blame you. The good news is if we have a dog that gives us a little trouble, we just give it a little sedation.
I'm going to just send them over there to y'all. Yeah, I deal with it.
No.
Eh? Well, what were you saying?
We don't do any grooming or bathing, ma'am. The best I can offer you is a nail trim. How are some ways that an owner can get a pet used to being handled so that they are better on a grooming table?
All right. So we're going to, as soon as you get that dog home, I need you to go get an electric toothbrush. I need you to use it and rub it from the dog head all the way back to the tail. I want you to go all the way on the side. I want you to go all the way down to the pads. I want you to, basically, I want you to take that sensation, rub it all over, but he can get used to the vibration. And then after that, after you get your shot from the vet, I need you to come in. We could do a bath only. That's just, we're going to do 4 packages to get him ready for a grooming. At 6 months, if he's not ready for a haircut, we're not going to do a haircut. I understand you want a haircut, but it have to be if your dog is ready. That's how I run my salon, because a lot of people, they get these pets, and then after they get them for 6 weeks, and they be like, oh, I want a haircut. The dog ain't really got no hair. How we know how the haircut going to look? That's just how I do my thing.
That's a great idea, especially because by 6 months, they'll start losing all that puppy hair anyway. You'll know better what that adult coat's going to look like. So also, I like that idea of desensitizing them to the vibrations. The toothbrush is a great idea. There are times that we have dogs come in that we have to shave an area for like a hot spot. And it's on a German Shepherd that's never had clippers on it before. And they lose their mind. They think we are there to destroy them. And then you have the ones that have been to the groomer, and when they come in with the hot spot and you put the clippers on to shake, they're like, oh, it just must be another day at the groomer. They can tell which ones have been around the clippers and which ones have not.
That's what I have learned with taking the courses and stuff that I take. And it's been when people call me and be like, hey, Gloria, we got you another niece and nephews. I'm Auntie Gloria. And so they be like, Auntie Gloria, what we need to go buy? So I send them a whole little welcome puppy package, like what they need to go get from Amazon and stuff like that. And I got this online thing that you can book me to come in your house to show you how to groom your dog. Not actually cut it, but keeping up the maintenance in between the grooming. I do a lot of that with the puppies. When most people get new puppies, I go in and we go from there. But I think it's pretty cool. It's dope.
Yeah. I think that you have a really great setup. Not grooming a pet until it's ready, getting it used to being there with you, and then actually doing things like go to the house and making sure they have the new puppy kit that you help them pick out. I mean, a lot of people don't do that extra mile, and that's important. It'll make things easier for you down the road, too.
Yeah, because when I get the dogs on my table, like in my salon, I'm very strict on 2, 4, 6, 8. Then the only weeks we going. If you can't stick to those schedules, I'm sorry, I'm not the groomer for you. It depends on if your dog's short hair. I could push your dog out to 8 weeks. But if your dog coming in with a long coat and you think you're going to push that out to 8 weeks, no, sir, no, ma'am, we can't do that. And I have to sit down, and most of all my clients, they be like, Gloria's a tough cookie, but my dog be looking good. She really care about my dog. She probably don't know my name, but she know my dog name. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I don't like people that just sit up there and be like, hey, I'm just going to take my dog to the groomer whenever I get ready. No, that's not fair.
You have to be on a schedule. Prefer.
Before you book an appointment, it asks you, do you agree to 2, 4, 6 weeks? And Miss Gloria will let you know what schedule works for her. If you say no, it don't even let you go to the next page. It's just, I know what kind of clients I want. I don't want every client that have a dog. I don't want those. I want the clients that's for me, the clients that care for their dog, because the way I care for their dog, because I can't care for your dog more than you care for your dog. Because if you neglecting your dog, I'm going to come take it. And I don't need no more dogs.
That's a mess.
I don't need no more dogs.
But I understand having, being strict on your clientele. I mean, it is your salon, it is your time. I mean, you can do with it what you need. And if that's not for everybody, that's not for everybody. But there are people that that works for.
Yeah. Most people that have their life in order and stuff like that. I have people that book out for the year. So if something happens, I know they know we could change it. But they already, when they come in, hey, Miss Gray, book me out for the year. Because I don't have weekends available, and most of my people, they work and they want weekends, so they have to book out for the year if they really want the weekends. And then when it is an opening, I have a cancellation list, and when I call the first person, it only goes to like one or two people mm-hmm. on the cancellation, if that makes sense. It's very hard, my schedule, but hey. I like the way it rolls.
You only see exclusive clientele, and that is perfectly fine. It makes for a nice work day, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's take a pause here for a commercial. Don't worry, we'll be back in a splash.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Are we ready for another review?
Yeah. I better not be buying this one spring.
No. This is a different one. Who is this one going to be from?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lore. Beyonce. This one's a whole ride, girl. You about to...
I'm the right name.
I need you to hold on because this is about to be an adventure. This is for, I'm not going to say the actual name of the grooming salon because I'm not trying to put these people on blast, but it is a mobile dog grooming place in California. It's a one-star review from Beyonce. Let me take a deep breath with it. They are the most unprofessional and most deceitful. When they wanted to meet my dog, I told her, if you touch him, he will bite. I told her this is the history of my dog's vaccine. She didn't want to see it. She said it was not necessary. Then she touched my dog. My dog bit her hand, very little. More than what happened, the lady showed a reaction. You chose this job. What is abnormal? I'm reading it exactly how it's written. And 1 month later, they remembered that they did not see my dog's birth certificate and vaccines, and she sent a letter saying your dog should be examined. When I say at the same time, check the dog vaccines, why didn't you check it? It's your duty to check it. Not to say that is not necessary to send me a letter, but you're wasting my time because you could have done this already. They did not want to check on purpose so that if something happened, they can sue you. We had the vaccines, they couldn't sue. So be very careful with them. I'm gonna give you a second for that to soak in because that was a lot. This mobile groomer came to the house to have a consultation with this lady. And she said, you can't touch my dog, it bites. And what she do? She touched my dog and it bit. How were you gonna get your dog groomed if the groomer can't touch?
But how can she call and get somebody to groom her dog if her dog cannot be touched? Her dog need to go to the vet. She needs some of that medicine you was just talking about.
And then would be like, I asked her to see the vaccine records. She didn't want to see it. And then after my dog bit her, she talked about, I need to see the vaccine records. Well, I tried to show them to you already. Baby, present them records now, okay? This is not a game. Your dog has now bit somebody. I don't know how she thought that appointment was going to go, but it sounds a little bit like it was the dog error, not the groomer error, you know?
Yeah, it was. It's definitely, it kind of sounded like the pet parent error too, because why would she have it that close to the groomer if she knows that her dog...
I don't know where she thought that was going to go. Let me give prop to that groomer, first of all, to be told that this dog bites and still am like, well, let me just try. At least you gave it a shot, right?
That's the only thing I give her. That's it. Because if you tell me your dog bites, you're going to come in with a muzzle. I'm not even putting the dog buzzer on. Now, your dog can come in on with a muzzle. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, he's not a fit for me. If I got to put the muzzle on and you tell me he bites, that ain't going to work.
Can be piping. What'd you do?
I asked you was going to groom her. Let me know. I need to figure that out. I could groom somebody and don't touch her.
Can you learn how to do it with your purse? Ooh, something like that. No. Did it work on Ashley just cats?
No. Ashley, I put Ashley to sleep.
Well, shoot, we tried.
That's all we can do. We tried that.
I think your expectations are too high, babe. Take it down from.
Yeah.
That was too much. I don't even. I did warn you we were going on an adventure. We did. What do you think are some of the most important tools that every groomer uses, and why are they so essential?
Clippers. Because you need to do the pads, the fanny, the haircut, and shears. Because, I mean, that's just the finished touch.
Can you use just any clippers? Like, you could go to Walmart and just buy some people hair clippers?
No, you need some Andy clips. You need some Andy's. Yeah, you can get them at andys.com. Make sure you use Gloria 10 for savings. You can also get those from PetSmart, Walmart. But if you want, like, wireless, I would say go to andys.com. Make sure you use Gloria to save in the bank account.
Wireless came out in the last few years that I groomed, and they were probably, like, my most favorite invention that ever came out.
I got so many clippers, Nancy. We got these new clippers called Merge. They come in purple, green, pink, blue. They keep sending the same clippers, just different colors.
Are they like the 5-in-1s, or are they like the full-on clippers?
They full-on clippers, but they on that speed, too. But I use them. I use them every day.
Are they lightweight? They feel good for you?
Yeah, they feel better than the ZRs. The ZRs are heavy.
When we were getting our new clippers for surgery, because our old ones, they were dying. They were probably the first wireless clippers ever made. They were bad. And so when we were trying to prep our surgery patients, you could get a stroke in and that dude'd be dead. And it was rough. So the medical director came to me and he was like, hey, I don't know anything about clippers. We need to get some more clippers for the hospital. Can you pick me out some? And so that got the Andes, the Galaxy ones. So that's what we use. I had the surgery now. So I was like, oh, I'm glad you came to me for this because I might actually
help you out. I like the Galaxies. They nice. It's just heavy.
So besides clippers, you said combs and brushes and your shears. Is there a reason why maybe you wouldn't recommend a pet parent just having scissors on their
hands? Yes, because some pet parents don't know what they're doing and they could damage their dog eyes. Because you know, most of the time, pet parents always trying to, let me clean that little fluffy face, and boom, they just stab Fluffy in the eye or cut too much off, or you know what I'm saying? Because they thinking that they could do what we do, but we specialize in this. These are moving animals, but people don't realize that until it's too late.
We've had a couple of pets come in where an owner tried to cut a mat off of a leg or something and they wound up gashing the skin because the skin was in the mat, and we've had to sew it closed. We've had one lady who cut a piece of her dog's ear off because she was trying to cut a mat out.
I don't know if I want to take that career. I think I'm gonna stick in my fear, because Nessie, that's some crazy stuff.
Some crazy.
Listen, is that your cat? She mad. Ashley, you hear this?
Ashley, what do you think is the most common mistake a pet owner makes when it comes to caring for their pet coat or grooming?
Trying to be cheap. They try to look for the best price, and best price is not always the right way to go, because your dog might have problems on the table or might have special needs or something, and you might need to pay a little extra to get the needs and the service for your dog instead of going over here and... They still look and it still smell the same way it came in. But no shade, that's not right.
That's true. I know that you will be a great resource for this, but what are some red flags that pet owners can be aware of when they're choosing a
groomer? The red flags to choose a groomer is some groomers, they tell pet parents this, and then when they get there, it's a totally different thing. Like, my shop is one-on-one, and a lot of people, they like that because I could get to know the dog instead of having 1,000 dogs in the salon barking, and dogs get overstimulated with all that barking and all that's going on. And that's just not me. I don't like that. If a dog has special needs or something like this, I feel like you need to find a small mom and pop store, a small business. You need something small for your dog. And I think that's just my way of, I think all pet parents should do that, but some people like the big corporate way. You know what I'm saying? That's not me.
If a building smells real bad, like dog, be a rent.
Somebody walk in a salon and it smell like I would say, sorry, I got to go. That's the first thing when people walk in my salon, they be like, hey, we in the right spot? And I'm like, yeah, it smelled good. It smelled like laundry soap. You know, I like my shop to smell clean before you, because I have a ramp when you come up. By the time you get to the top of the ramp, you can smell my shop from outside. And I don't want it to smell like dogs. I don't want you to know before you walk up here what I do. Once your shop starts smelling like dogs, it's hard to get that smell out. You really, really got a deep. You really got a deep scrub to get that dog smell out. But that's a risk.
It can be an indication that they're not up on hygiene in that place and your dog could be at risk. How do you feel about a place that doesn't verify vaccines?
I know some groomers that will take the dogs in for an extra fee if they don't. Now, I will take some. It depends on the situation. And if I have to take in a dog that's non-vaccinated, what I will do to make sure that it's not coming in contact with another dog, I will book that dog at the end of the day, because the beginning of the day, I need to make sure that my dog that is vaccinated is covered. Mm. So by the time that last dog come in, if he's not vaccinated, I could clean my shop from head to toe to make sure the next time the next dogs come in tomorrow, they don't get sick or anything like that. But I do know the signs of a sick dog. If your dog come in with a runny nose, coughing and stuff like that, and you tell me that he's not vaccinated, I'm going to look at you and say, okay, unfortunately, we can't go forward with this process.
Yes.
But I know with the economy, I know stuff is very high. I know the vet is high. I do have a lot of clients that's on disability and they have a set income. So what I do is when the easy vet come, I try to point them that way instead of not having the dogs being vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Your dog needs to be protected. But I really don't try to take in non-vaccinated dogs. I mean, if I can't help them, I have like this little jar that I take some of my tips and I save for some of my clients that I know cannot really afford to get vaccinated, that I can say, hey, let me pay Fluffy to Easy, because it's only $15 to get a rabies shot. But some people might not have that extra $15. So that's something I started. I wanted to start a nonprofit to do that, but it's just me. You know what I'm saying? I be having a lot on my table. So I just take it out my little tips and just do that for the dog, because I feel like I'm going to be blessed in the long runs. It's not about, oh, I got to be awarded for this or something like that. I just do it for the kind of my heart, because dogs, they can't speak.
I like that. Yeah. Even if they're not vaccinated, they do need it to get groomed. And if they are on a fixed income and stuff, yeah, I get that. That's very nice. And I'm glad you have a system set up for that. All right. So I guess we'll finish off with a final.
This one name is going to be Mary J. Blige.
I'm trying to make sure I pick a good one.
What?
Then we got pictures. Okay. This is a one-star review from Mary J. It says, worst experience ever. Oh, let me tell you where this place is. This place is in Georgia. Okay. Worst experience ever. I brought my sweet Wessie in for grooming, and the cut he received was atrocious. I called to complain, and they offered to redo his hair, but the cut was so bad that I would not even dream of letting him touch him again. I hope she doesn't ruin any other dog's hair like she did mine. It will take a while for it to grow out and look right again. I'm upset. And then I got an owner response.
You got the owner response?
Then that was a perfect Westie cut. You said you didn't like it. You said the skirt was too high, so I lowered it and you were happy when you left. The next day you found your words, you said you just wanted it thinned out. Obviously you have no clue what a Westie cut looks like and you can't figure out what you want your dog to look like. Attention groomers, this lady has no clue what she wants and has no problem in trying to ruin someone's business. I wouldn't groom her dog for double the money. People like her have no clue what it means to be in business. I'm so upset. The owner responded again with pictures of this Westie cut.
Time out. How the Westie cut look? Can I recline? So, the dog go with that hula skirt.
Here's another idea.
It look like they did a 50 on the bottom.
What are we doing here? This is what she wanted, and they keep what she brought home.
Stop that, Garrett.
See, it got the dirt to say, that lady say, you don't know what a Westie cut to. And couldn't pay me double to do her dog. Me. Oh, no. She shouldn't either. That was a mess. Listen, maybe you're new to grooming. Maybe you thought that a schnauzer pattern on a Westie was appropriate. And in that case, I hope you learned that it's not. But, like, baby, we need to have a talk about this. You wrong.
You can't even talk to me about that. You seen that, see?
You got some nerve. I'm not even a groomer. I saw that and I knew.
I don't even do any Westies. I knew. Now, I could finesse them, make it look like that. He could have did that. She should have called me. I could have went up and finesse something. Because that ain't it.
Applaud her efforts, but do not come out here trying to talk about you in the right. So, I have one last question for you, and then we're going to close out. What is your funniest, most memorable grooming experience?
My fun dog is when I have concerts with my dog and I have to dance with my dog. That's my funniest thing.
I do remember your concerts very well.
I like them. I think they like them too.
I appreciate your concerts and I miss them. I try to have some in the back at the vet clinic sometimes, and one client actually asked the doctor in the room, do you have a husky back there? And he said, no, that's just Vanessa back there. Do you want to go ahead and plug your social medias for everyone so they can come find you and find
you? Yes. You can reach me at Gloria the Groomer at Instagram. And for my TikTok, I think my TikTok is Gloria the Groomer. And my Facebook is Gloria Hardaway. That's HARDAWAY, the Hardaway.
Go find her, y'all. She's a trip. You can watch her concert for yourself. Thank you so much for being in depth on my show today. Me and Gloria go back away. We've been in the trenches and now we doing separate things, but, you know, still stay in touch and, you know, life gets busy.
Life be life, man.
Actually, if you guys want to check our show notes, you can find the social medias for Let's Talk About Pets and you can email us there as well. We have TikTok now and I think that's it. Stay tuned. We have an AI song that Gloria has chosen the genre for and we're going to play it for you guys. And other than that, I guess we'll catch you next episode. Okay, bye.
Gloria, the groomer. She be grooming all day. And then she go and get her own bag. And she love a Pepe Sean. And she loves Ashley. And she's just doing it all. She's doing it all. She's doing it all. So if you got a poodle, call Gloria. She gon' groom him. Make him look fly. Cause she a fly girl. She gon' get the bag. A Pepe Chun, and she loves Ashley, and she's just doing it all, she's doing it all, she's doing it all. and she gon' get her own bag. And she love a pet peach shine, and she loves Ashley, and she's just doing it all.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.